Welcome to Law Talk Live. I'm Jeffrey Meldon, founder of Meldon Law, and we are so pleased to be here this beautiful Saturday morning enjoying the week leading up to opening kickoff against Utah. What a vibe we have going on around North Central Florida, Gainesville, Ocala, Lake City. We're all excited for the big game. There's going to be national attention on the Gators, and I think the team is primed to upset Utah, ranked in the top 10, number 7, and the Gators are unranked. However, the odds makers have it almost a toss-up. They've got Utah favored by only 2 points, which means it's going to be a tight game, according to the experts, but we'll see. Anyhow, we're very excited. We're getting ready. Next week will be our 20th anniversary on the sky, and that's very exciting. When we started this in 2002, we had no idea how long we'd be on the air. And lo and behold, 20 years later, we're still here. So give us a call. Phone number, 877-975-9825. I'll repeat it again. I'd love to hear from you. We're flying solo today, 877-975-9825. I'm Jeffrey Meldon with Meldon Law. Anyhow, we got lots of great things going on. If you go to our Facebook page at Meldon Law, you see we're giving away tickets for the Utah game, plus a $100 gift certificate to Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. The Lady Gators volleyball team won last night in their opening match, and they're playing again today at noon, so check them out. They're ranked in the, I think, 15th in the country, and the Lady Gator volleyball team has a strong history of being a top 10 team. So let's root them on, watch them win. And we are giving away free tickets for volleyball as well. So this weekend's a really good time to catch up on what's going on with the Lady Gators. They've got Virginia's in town, North Florida. They've got, you know, some good quality volleyball teams that we're playing against. So anyhow, Law Talk Live, I want to mention to you now is the time when everybody's back in town and people, a lot of people are amateur drivers out there. You got to be careful. Young drivers, kids that are coming in from school, the first time they've been on their own, and you need to protect yourself. Make sure you have uninsured motorist coverage. It's the most important aspect of all insurance because in the state of Florida, 50% of the people either have no insurance or minimal insurance. So you have to protect yourself by getting uninsured motorist coverage. We recommend a minimum of $100,000 in UM coverage. However, if you've got assets to protect, you need to get additional bodily injury liability coverage to protect yourself, and then you're eligible to buy even more uninsured motorist coverage. So think of it this way. You buy liability insurance in case you screw up and somebody brings a claim against you. It protects you and your assets. Once you buy bodily injury liability coverage, you can actually buy uninsured motorist coverage up to the limit of your bodily injury liability. It sounds like a lot to dig into. However, I wrote the book, Buying Florida Auto Insurance. It's free. All you have to do is give us a call at the office, 352-373-8000. Just say you want the insurance book and we'll send it to you. Or you can go to our website, meldonlaw.com, and it's there in a PDF version. You can download it, print it out, whatever you want. The most important thing is after you become knowledgeable as far as insurance, go to your local insurance agent. We always say that we support local businesses, including our law firm, because we are local to Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City, and we enjoy servicing folks if they've been involved in a serious crash, any kind of injury. Give us a call. We're always there to help, and we don't charge for initial consultation. And unless you win, we don't take a fee. So remember, Meldon Law, if you're injured, and Meldon Law is the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators. We support our Gators. We love our Gators, and we're in Gator country here, so we're very pleased that the University of Florida chose to partner with Meldon Law in supporting all of the activities. And you'll see us in the football field, in the basketball court, in the volleyball court, in the pregame. We're going to have these exciting fan fest warm-ups that we're going to be giving away prizes to everybody. So anyhow, it's going to be really, it's going to be a fun year. It's back to normal year, and we're going to see how everything shakes out as far as the Gator football team and all the other terrific Gator sports. I think we're going to take a quick break here on Law Talk Live. I'm Jeffrey Meldon, and we'll be back in 60 seconds. Everybody knows that Meldon Law is the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators. However, since we first opened our doors in 1971, we've been your community partner as well. With over 600 scholarships awarded through our Meldon Law Scholar Athlete Program, as well as our Veterans Making a Difference initiative, Meldon Law now has offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City. MeldonLaw.com, where we won't back down. We're back on Law Talk Live. I'm Jeffrey Meldon, founder of Meldon Law. And if you need help in a serious injury case, just give us a call, 352-373-8000. Same if you would like our insurance book. Go to our website, MeldonLaw.com. We have a special caller calling in today, our good friend, the NFL maven, Alex Marvez. Alex, how are you doing this morning?
Jeffrey, doing fantastic. NFL season just around the corner. I cannot wait. I'm going through preseason games this morning, getting ready for my SiriusXM NFL radio show at noon. It's no fun. Preseason football is terrible, but that being said, the real thing coming our way so soon, just 12 days from now, with the Rams and the Bills opening it up.
I love the pregame chat, Alex. So for those of you listening, Alex is a big honcho as far as the NFL, and he's on Sirius Radio, and of all my friends, I always like hearing from Alex as far as what to look for this year in the NFL. Alex, give us a preview of who's hot and who's not.
Well, I tell you, it's been a fascinating situation with some off-field things this offseason, Jeffrey, and hopefully people have, you know, the players have lawyered up with people as good as you and Meldon Law. Let me just put it like that. And you know, I mean, so it's been so interesting, right, obviously following the Deshaun Watson saga and what has gone on there, and ultimately a settlement reached that will keep Deshaun off the field for 11 games. He also has to pay a $5 million fine based upon all the civil lawsuits that were filed against him. He has settled 23 of those 24 lawsuits, but, you know, still, and he was never charged in the court of law with anything, never got arrested, anything like that. But nonetheless, the NFL, under their personal conduct policy, sacking Deshaun Watson for this amount of time. And of course, there was a settlement that was reached between the two parties, the NFLPA representing, you know, Deshaun Watson in this whole situation. So the Browns were an interesting team going into the season. Now it's a question of whether they can weather the storm with Jacoby Brissett as their starting quarterback until Deshaun Watson takes the field again. You know, Tom Brady, he's going to take the field tonight for Tampa Bay, and this is probably the swan song for Tom in Tampa, at least. It just, everything shapes up, you know, shakes out that way, it looks like. You know, with Tom having been courted by the Miami Dolphins and considering going there, his retirement, then coming back, and the way that the Bucs have set up their salary cap, It looks like one final hurrah for Tom Brady. He will be playing tonight against the Indianapolis Colts. But I'd say tune in early. Rick Stroud of the Tampa Bay Times saying you're only going to see Tom for a little bit. And, you know, I think we should just cherish every minute we get to see him on the field. The Rams, the defending Super Bowl champion, Matthew Stafford, Aaron Donald, the helmet-swinging Aaron Donald, I should add, are back in the fold. Cooper Kupp as well. They look like a team that's absolutely loaded. Green Bay, can they finally get over the top after three 13-win seasons, failing to get them into the Super Bowl? And then in the AFC, this bulked-up AFC West. You know, the Chiefs have won this division, Jeffrey, for six straight years. Not even the Raiders in their heyday of the 1970s were able to win this division six straight times. The Chiefs have done that. Question is, though, can they do it for seven with the Raiders, Chargers, and Broncos all seemingly looking better on paper? The Buffalo Bills are the Super Bowl favorites, so we have to monitor that. And they've got a situation now with their punter, who's been hit with a civil lawsuit and with an accusation of gang rape, which is a terrible situation, and that's unfolding before our very eyes here today. The Cincinnati Bengals, are they going to make it back to another Super Bowl run? I mean, they've got everyone back pretty much on a team that shocked the NFL last season. So, and the Tennessee Titans, we can't ignore them. And, of course, we can't ignore the Jacksonville Jaguars. A brighter day ahead, I think, for this team. Moving forward with Doug Peterson as their head coach, no more Urban Meyer and the embarrassment that he was in the NFL. So, Jeffrey, so many storylines, but I think the thing that excites me the most maybe about this season, so many great games are on tap. I mean, this is the way that the schedule worked out, but we're going to get these incredible quarterback versus quarterback matchups that I know everyone just loves to see, and I know that the quarterbacks don't actually face each other. It's one of those things that always may be a little overhyped, but when we saw Mahomes and Allen last year in the playoffs, and how much excitement that was. Stafford and Burrow in the Super Bowl. It's a quarterback-driven league. And we have a great era of quarterbacks right now. Let's enjoy it.
You know what, Alex? I see that Buffalo is the favorite to win the Super Bowl this year, followed closely by Tampa Bay. And then, of course, you've got Green Bay. So, this year, the storyline may wind up, being Aaron Rodgers versus Tom Brady.
Right. And, Green Bay is coming to Tampa Bay to play. So, I talk about marquee matchups, and it's one of those rare occasions that we actually get to see Rodgers and Brady on the opposite side of the field from each other. Knock on wood, no injuries happen to prevent that from happening. And you've got the second generation as well of a rivalry, which I think is Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. I mean, what an incredible divisional round playoff game last year. And of course, it changed things now with overtime now having different rules in the postseason. And, obviously the way that the Chiefs-Bills game ended with the Buffalo Bills, not able to touch the football, Kansas City marching down the field and scoring and advancing the AFC title game, the NFL didn't want a repeat scenario of that. So can the Bills finally get over the top? This is the deepest team probably in football with the MVP front runner as well in Josh Allen. Can they get over the hump? Can they win the big game? And I tell you, for Patrick Mahomes, a lot of talk without Tyreek Hill, that cheetah at his wide receiver position, is the Chiefs offense going to be as prolific as it has been? And for the Bucs, another question too. Two starting offensive linemen already have gone down this preseason. Can they keep Tom Brady standing upright at age 45? Another big question. That's what's so intriguing. There's no clear front runner to me to win a championship. This isn't like there's a dynastic team that we're looking at that we say, let's put all our money on them. No, not so much. I think there's a lot of options here of teams that could really make a legitimate championship push.
So, Alex, you got between the Bills, the Bucks, the Chiefs, the Rams, and the Packers, give me your top one or two out of them.
I think the Rams are just until proven otherwise. And I really believe that the NFC West is undergoing a bit of a reset. I don't feel as confident in the Arizona Cardinals at this point as I did at this time last year. I just feel like there's too much uncertainty about a team that qualified for the postseason. I don't feel as certain about the San Francisco 49ers, even though Jimmy Garoppolo took this team to an NFC title game. The die had been cast when they took Trey Lance in the first round of the 2021 draft. So we've got an unknown starter at the quarterback position. And if you watched any of the Seattle preseason game last night against the Dallas Cowboys, you'd have as much trepidation about this club as I do. And I'm not basing it all on a preseason game, but Geno Smith is going to be their starting quarterback. He's no Russell Wilson. We get that. So I think the Rams have a clearer path to make it to a Super Bowl. I just think Sean McVay is onto something. And if the big three stay healthy, actually the big four, let me take that back, because we're talking about Jalen Ramsey in the secondary as well. We've also got, obviously, Cooper Kupp, Aaron Donald, and Matthew Stafford. If these guys are able to stay and make it through another season, I think this is the team that's really the front runner for the Super Bowl. And the AFC, I mean, Jeffrey, it's so wide open, to be quite honest with you. And we can go with Buffalo. I mean, again, it's very deep. I think that the Patriots are just sort of a middling 500 team. Same thing the Miami Dolphins until Tua Tagovailoa proves otherwise. And the Jets have been the Jets for almost 50 years, ever since the heyday of Joe Willie Namath. And when I say that, I'm not being positive. So I think that it's going to be Bills, Rams. I think that's what is shaping up. So we might get a Super Bowl preview week one when the season does kick off coming up on September 8th.
How do you like Von Miller moving over to the Bills?
Well, it's a tremendous acquisition of their pass rush, and he allows them to do some different things because you can use him in different ways. Von can put his hand in the dirt, but really he's a Hall of Fame stand-up pass rusher. And the Bills just haven't had that in recent years. Plus, what they've got now, in credit to their general manager, Brandon Bean, for doing this, you know, he drafted defensive ends the past couple years, so guys like Gregory Rousseau from the University of Miami, Boogie Basham from Wake Forest, you know, those are just two of them, A.J. Epenesa from Iowa. They're going to come in waves. And it's now these young players that are, you know, going to be stepping up on the edge. But Von Miller, he also, you know, provides something that the Bills maybe didn't have before, which is a guy who knows a blueprint to the Super Bowl. He knows what it takes to win a championship. He's a former Super Bowl MVP. You saw what he did in the crunch time last year for the Rams in the postseason, I think, you know, after he was acquired in the trade from Denver. So I think that that's just one of those things that really boosts the Buffalo Bills, was getting Von Miller and going pretty much all in on him and his contract, because that was not cheap to get Von Miller on board.
Yeah, and of course, the Dallas Cowboys, I have tons of friends that are Cowboys fans, and they're, you know, they're only 20-1 to win the Super Bowl this year.
Well, I mean, listen, and it didn't get any easier this week when they lost their starting left tackle, Tyron Smith, to a severe hamstring injury, so severe that he's going to have surgery to reattach that muscle, or that tendon, I should say, back on it to his knee. So, I mean, you're looking at a really uncertain situation at left tackle. You're also looking at a shaky situation at wide receiver early on. As of right now, the only player on the team and at wide receiver that has actually caught a touchdown pass in an NFL game is CeeDee Lamb. That's it. Michael Gallup isn't ready to play yet. He's coming off of a knee injury, and there's just a lot of questions. And when you look at the way that the Cowboys start their season, Sunday Night Football, they are hosting Tampa Bay, followed by a game against Cincinnati. They could be in an 0-2 hole. But I will say this, the Cowboys can score a lot of points. The defense has the potential to be absolutely dominant, led by Micah Parsons. And besides, you know, Philadelphia, they're the only team that really looks primed to be able to push the Cowboys atop this division. I'm just not sold on Carson Wentz and the Washington Commanders and the New York Giants right now in a state of rebuild under their first-year head coach, Brian Daboll.
Yeah, it's going to be so exciting. We got games starting next week. And, I mean, you're right. There's a lot of parity this year compared to other years where you could literally take the top 10 teams and any one of those could have a breakout year.
Well, that's exactly what the NFL wants, right? They call it competitive balance. We call it parity. You know, but I mean, that's what they want. They want everyone involved. If the league could have, honestly, if they could have a couple super teams and everyone else goes 8-8 and is fighting all the way until week 18 of the season, and God, is it still weird to say week 18, but you get my point, but it's a 17-game regular season, so everyone is still engaged and involved, it's a very big deal, Jeffrey. So yeah, I think there's a lot to be excited about this season. By the way, keep an eye on Damian Pierce, University of Florida running back. Dan Mullen didn't know how to use him.
I know. Didn't
use him, but Lovie Smith can.
Hey, Alex, can you hold on? We're taking a quick break. I want to finish up with you. Hold on the phone. We'll be right back with Alex Marvez, our NFL insider. Since 1971, Meldon Law has been dedicated to giving back to our community. Our Veterans Making a Difference program honors the over 20,000 veterans in North Central Florida. We're here for our veterans, our community, and we'll be there when you need someone on your side after a serious accident. Meldon Law, the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, now with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City. We're back on Law Talk Live. I'm Jeffrey Meldon, and we have a special program today. Our good friend Alex Marvez, the NFL insider who's on Sirius XM NFL. As a matter of fact, going to be on today at 12 o'clock, I believe. Alex, are you there?
I am, of course.
I want you to tell our listeners how they can listen to you expound.
Well, I mean, SiriusXM, I mean, that's really it. You know, of course, obviously 35 million subscribers and hopefully growing every day to keep me employed. So, you know, tune in. Channel 88. I'll be on from noon to 3 Eastern time with Zig Fercassi. We obviously cover all the news around the NFL. We're going to review the Friday night preseason games. We're going to take a look at the Saturday action as well. And, of course, if any news breaks while we're on the air, we're going to have it covered for you. We even got Gene Deckerhoff, the iconic voice of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and formerly Florida State Seminoles. Oh, I hate saying those words. Anyway, he's going to be with us at 2:35 Eastern time as well, because obviously the Bucs game tonight is a big deal with Tom Brady taking the field.
Hey, Alex, give us your preview on college football. I know that's not your specialty, but...
No, it is not, Jeffrey. No, it is not. I will tell you this. My preview is this. I look at the Gator schedule and I say, how can I get to the Jeffrey Meldon tailgate? How can I get over there to see Jeffrey? What games am I going to be able to be at the greatest tailgate, you know, possibly in college football? And that's what I look at. So, I'll have another job with All Elite Wrestling. So I'm going to be in Chicago for the Utah game. Unfortunate. I have to weigh the Kentucky game because I work 7 a.m. Sunday mornings on SiriusXM. I do know for sure, though, October 1st, Eastern Washington, the powerhouse that they are, making the schlep all the way over to Gainesville. That's a noon kickoff. I can do noon kickoffs. I'm going to be there. But, I mean, honestly, I just really follow the Gators. That's all I have time for with the way my life is with full-time NFL, full-time pro wrestling. I mean, I'll have a game on here and there, but I just care about the Gators. And I'm just so optimistic about this team. I mean, I still don't know how everything fell apart so badly with Dan Mullen. I mean, it was absolutely remarkable, the collapse that this team suffered. I mean, Jeffrey, last year, we're tailgating at the Alabama game, and we're watching this team take one of the best teams in college football all the way to the limit and losing by 3 points and taking them to the bottom of the fourth quarter. The next thing you know, the bottom has completely fallen out of this team. They forget how to play defense. Everything just goes to heck in a handbasket. So I'm going to be very curious, you know, what Billy Napier could do. I know the recruiting has gotten a lot better. But, you know, like Steve Spurrier once said after he beat Ray Goff in Georgia, you know, recruiting's great at Georgia, but something happens to those kids once they get there. So I'm hoping Napier and his staff can really do a great job. But it's an exciting time to be a Gator, I got to tell you that. It all starts off, you know, coming up. It's so quick. Next week, you know, 7 o'clock Eastern time kickoff, Florida and Utah. Let's get it going, baby.
Yeah, what do you think about the NIL and how it's going to affect college football?
Oh, it's already affected college football. Jeffrey, the sport has changed. I mean, and it's funny because I had a buddy who was with a head coach of a major college team, and he got a call from another major college coach, and one of the coaches was complaining about all the NIL stuff, and the other coach said, "You've been doing this stuff for years, it just hasn't been legal." You know, and so that's how it is. I mean, so now all of a sudden it's become, you know, what type of collective can you form, and how much money can you filter to players, quite honestly, through alumni? But now it's legal. This isn't, you know, where the Gators are going to get in trouble for giving John L. Williams a brand new pickup truck in Palatka, Florida, like in the 1980s. I mean, this is just a different time, and I'm not complaining about it. The problem is this: if the NCAA is such an ineffective governing body, Jeffrey, they could have prevented a lot of the issues that are going on right now had they acted initially and just said, okay, every player is going to get a stipend for playing college football. I mean, that's the reality of it. It's not, we can talk amateurism and, oh, you get a free education and all that sort of stuff. Listen, with the amount of money that everyone is making through college football, there is plenty to go around. But the NCAA didn't want to pressure, you know, the college programs to share. So now we have this wild, wild west of NILs.
Yeah, Alex, I got to tell you, I was looking at you're talking about the money. I saw Brian Gumbel on an HBO special. He was interviewing the Big Ten commissioner who just negotiated and signed a $7 billion deal for the Big Ten. And you know what that means. All of a sudden, you know, instead of each team getting 40 or 50 million, each team starts getting closer to 80 to 100 million. I know the SEC, I think each team under their current contract is getting $100 million a year.
I know. And listen, I'm not begrudging the money. It's just the reality of it. But Jeffrey, you see the way this is going. We're looking at a monster SEC coming up, right? We're looking at Oregon seeking potential expansion into the Big Ten, you know, leaving whatever's left of the Pac-12, you know, and you've already seen Southern Cal make that jump. And, you know, we're going to end up with mega conferences, and we're going to end up with different forms of playoffs. And it's just going to be different than what we were used to watching. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just how it is as fans. So we have a choice, you know. You can either continue to enjoy college football and set that stuff aside and not worry about money and just hope that your team wins, or if you can move on to something else and watch soccer or something. You know what I mean? It's just how it is. It's just not going to go back to what it was, but maybe what it was shouldn't have been there to begin with, because, again, a lot of folks are getting rich off of college athletes and free labor. Well, that labor ain't free anymore. Things have really changed with the NIL. Again, I'm not against it either.
No, hey, look, here, what I'm looking forward to is college football having a real playoff where there's, you know, maybe 12 teams and you have the top four get a bye and then the other four teams play each other. Something where between the end of college football right after Thanksgiving and the beginning of January, we have a real playoff. What are your thoughts as far as the likelihood of that?
Well, here's the thing about it. How many games are these kids going to play? You know, that's one of the things that you have to ask yourself, because let's not forget, the majority of college football teams aren't going to be in any sort of playoff, right? So how do you remain viable as a program if you're basically a school that is a mid-tier school? I don't know. You know, I mean, I get it. Can you jam all these games in, you know, up until Thanksgiving, and then you play more games moving ahead, right? And we're going to have more players than ever as time goes on opting out of playing for their colleges, and they're going to start preparing for the pros. It would have a seismic, you know, shift in the college landscape. It's inevitable. And, Jeffrey, I got to tell you this. When we're doing this show 10 years from now, you and I are going to be doing it in the spring, talking about spring college football.
I love it. Hey, Alex, Alex.
I'm convinced, you know.
So we've had Alex Marvez on this episode. I can't wait to get you back later in the season, Alex. But we're ready to sign off on the show, and I want you to join me in a little Go Gator cheer. On three, one, two, three, go!
Go Gators! Love it.
That was great. Now, Alex.
From the Meldon Law Studios.
Meldon Law, the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators.
This is News Talk 97.3 The Sky.